Matthew Liratonda reports supporters of the jailed former leader Nawaz Sharif allege Pakistan's elections were rigged. That comes as Imran Khan has declared himself Pakistan's next prime minister, although official results have not posted.
He would inherit a nation struggling to fight widespread poverty, a worsening relationship with its ally, the United States, and multiple Islamist insurgencies. 31 were killed on election day in a bombing at a polling station claimed by Islamic State. It's a meteoric rise for the man who spent most of his civic career on the political fringe, if the vote stands. Khan's opposition says they'll reject the results.
That was Reuters' Matthew Liratonda. A bomb exploded outside the U.S. Embassy in Beijing Thursday, wounding the lone assailant, but police described the weapon merely as a firework device. Beijing police say the suspect is a 26-year-old man from China's Inner Mongolia region. He injured his hand and has been taken to a hospital. AP correspondent Christopher Bodine reports the U.S. Embassy sits in a busy corner of the city, hosting numerous diplomatic installations as well as hotels and stores.
The U.S. Embassy in Beijing is an enormous complex. It's multi-story building protected by high walls. There are large numbers of people lined up outside it virtually every workday waiting to get in for their visa interviews. It's always a very busy place in a particularly busy part of Beijing.
Police did not provide a motive. Troops search for survivors in a remote southern tip of Laos on Thursday, 3 days after the collapse of a hydropower dam sent a torrent of water through villages. State media say at least 26 people have been confirmed dead, more than 130 remain missing, and over 3,000 are still awaiting rescue. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States and the European Union have agreed to work towards zero tariffs.